Esto es Tejiendo Identidades. Soy Nadia Álvarez Mejía, doctora en educación, apasionada en las culturas y conductora de este programa.
It's a great pleasure to have you as a guest in Tejiendo Identidades. Could you introduce yourself?
I am Rafael Barceló. I am the Consul of Mexico in Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you, Consul. How did you arrive in Tucson?
I was appointed by the government of Mexico as the Mexican Consul in Tucson, but I have a long story with this city because I am from Sonora State, and people from Sonora always come to Tucson for shopping or visit friends and family. But now I am particularly thrilled to be a resident of this great city.
How do you describe your identity?
I was born in Hermosillo, the capital city of Sonora, but I am actually from, and I was raised there in a very small town in the mountains of Sonora. So when I went to Hermosillo, my identity was like the little town boy who arrived to the city. But then I went to live in France. And when I was living in France, my identity was like being a Mexican. And then I came back to Mexico City. And in Mexico City, it didn't make sense to be identified as Mexican. So I identified as Norteño or as Sonoran. And then I become a public servant. When I go to an international meeting or something, I identify myself as a Latin American. So it's so relative. It has changed so much with time. I would say in opposition to the other, and at the same time in vinculation with people that I feel that is from the same geographical or the same occupation as me.
How does your identity integrate itself into the Tucson community?
I am a border boy, so I really feel totally intertwined with the with the history of Tucson. My paternal grandfather was born in Douglas, Arizona, because his grandfather brought all his family from Mexico when the Mexican Revolution started. So my vinculation with Arizona, and particularly with Tucson, with so many people from my hometown coming here to live and prosper, has made that I actually feel comfortable here. And I've served as a career diplomat that I am. I've served in Costa Rica, I've served in Brazil. And when I came to Tucson, it was like the first time that I felt that I was coming back home. So I feel totally related to this city. I love how bilingual this city is, how the landscape, the geography, the arts and culture is so intertwined with northern Mexico and particularly with Sonora. And we share even this home that we call the Sonora Arizona Desert. So my identity, I feel it totally interlinked with Tucson and Arizona in general.
Thank you, Consul Rafael Barceló Durazo, for this wonderful time together. Could you share some words for the holiday season?
Yes, I want to congratulate and wish a lot of happiness for everyone. In December, in the beginning of winter, most of our cultures have a particular celebrations related to our religion or our culture. We Mexicans, for instance, celebrate posadas, which is family and friends gatherings around Christmas time. And it's a beautiful time to spend with family and friends. But at the same time, we're living a very particular year. So I wish you all happiness that you are able to be very careful to, in the middle of the pandemic, not be a risk of contagion for other people. And at the same time, keep together, keep close to your families and friends. We have technological means to do that. So I really want to wish everyone a wonderful December holiday.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host and content creator, Dr. Nadia Álvarez Mejía. Production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. If you would like to be featured in this show, please write us at TucsonID@gmail.com. Until next time, follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.